Blog Talk Radio.
In time, fly deep. We need a savior. In times like these, we need an anchor. Be very sure. Be very sure your anchor holds and grip a solid rock. That rock is Jesus. He is the one. That rock is Jesus.
Welcome to Never Had It So Good, Gospel 107, Hour for End Times Like These, Vanita Coney from Gainesville, Florida. I'm just so happy and delighted that you decided to listen and hear words of encouragement from End Times Like These. Truly, God is able, and I want to keep your hearts and your mind encouraged in the Lord. I want you to know him. I want you to receive the Lord as your personal Savior and trust him as your Savior, because we are in times like these. We know that we need a Savior because we are reaching times of life look like things are going chaos in each and every day of our lives. But we have to be encouraged, and we must encourage one another. And we also have to encourage ourselves, because God is truly on our side. He have heard your cry. He have heard your prayers. And I want you to know, just trust him. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. because our God is able to do exceedingly above all that we can ever ask or think in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So this is a great and opportunity time to get on the line and call somebody. Let them know that Miss Vanita Coney is on the air encouraging hearts today. And our show today is going to be encouraging your heart in times of trouble. In times of trouble. We know that we have reached some trouble times. The Bible tells us that trials and tribulation is going to come, but we can be an overcomer. So I want to encourage your hearts today in times of trouble. Amen. So let's go to before our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and pray and ask his blessing on our show today. Pray with me if you can. Amen. Father God, we do come again with thanksgiving on our tongue. God, we come in thanking you for another day's journey that you allowed us to enter in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come in asking you for forgiveness, God. We come in the name of Jesus because, God, we know that you can hear us. You can answer our call. You can hear us, God. You can hear our voices. You can look into our hearts, Heavenly Father. And we say thank you, Lord God, because you can answer our call and you hear our cry in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you are able to open doors, God. Amen. That the enemy has closed in our face, God. And God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are able to close doors that don't need to be opened in our lives. So, God, we thank you that you're that God who are able. You can deliver us. You can heal us. You can save us, God. Anything that we want, God, you to do, God, you that for us. And, God, we appreciate you. We just give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you thanksgiving, God, because truly you are worthy of all of our praise, God. You give us that strength that we need in the name of Jesus, God. You can give us that peace that we need that passes all understanding. God, we just thank you, Lord God. We just ask your many blessings right now today, God. Bless, God, bless the sick and afflicted ones, Heavenly Father. Bless the ones who have lost loved ones, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, strengthen their hearts. In the precious name of Jesus, because God, you told us in your word that you'll never leave us or forsake us. And God, we trust in your word, and we believe in it, and we're standing on your word. So God, I ask you today right now to let your power rise upon this show, God. Touch my mind, touch my voice, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let it come forth, God. Let hear you, Heavenly Father, not Vanita, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let everything be done in decent order. Let everything be said so you will be able to get the glory out of everything I do, God. I'm just so happy that you chose me, Heavenly Father, to be that voice over the airwaves in the name of Jesus, God. And I just thank you. We give you all praise. We give you all glory because it's in the name of Jesus. God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in that sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer, in Jesus' name I pray. And everybody say amen. Oh, God, we thank you. So if you're just tuning in right now today to End Times Like These, we're going to let you know that we're going to be talking about today end times of trouble. Amen. We're going to omit our song today. I love to sing, and I've been singing most of the whole week. Last Sunday, sung all day. And I also witnessed ministered to this morning. And so my voice is a little foggy today. So please excuse us. We're going to omit this song today that I always used to come with a song at this particular time. But right now I'm going to come with a hymn. I feel like my dad today. Amen. My dad was a deacon, and he used to always love to do hymns. Amen. So I'm going to read a hymn at this particular time for your hearing, and after that we will take our first break. Amen. And the hymn says, "A charge to keep I have, a God to glorify, who gave his Son my soul to save and fit it for the sky, to serve the present age, my calling to fulfill. Oh, may it all my power engage to do my master's will. Arm me with jealous care as in thy sight to live. And all thy servants, Lord, prepare a strict account to give. Help me to watch and pray, and on thyself rely. Assure if I may trust betrayal, I shall forever die. Amen. This reading of a charge to keep I have. We all have a charge to keep I have, and a God to glorify. Amen. So right now, let's go ahead and take a short break, and we're going to come back before you talking about today in time of trouble. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm on the right road now. I fixed it up with Jesus, y'all, a long time ago. I'm on the right road now. That is a truly testimony song for me, and I do appreciate that song coming forth at this particular time. It's kind of hard to sit right here and come after that particular song because that's my testimony. I feel like I'm on the right road now because I did fix it up with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ a long time ago, and that's what I like to encourage you listeners to go ahead and fix it up with Jesus. Amen. Oh, God, I just thank you. I tell you, it's nothing that he will withhold from you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Just trust him and believe him today because he's on your side. Amen? So talking about in times of trouble and listening to the topic of this show, in times like these, we need a Savior, and we have to be very sure that our ankle holds. The grip is solid rock, and the rock is Jesus. This is what we want to encourage your hearts each and every time we come on the air. Get to know our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are in some times, and the times look like they're growing, they're getting weary by the moment. So many things are happening each and every day of our lives to us, at us. Somebody else, you know, if it's not happening to you, it's happening to somebody else. We either getting into trouble, we coming out of trouble, or getting ready for trouble to happen. So we have to always be on guard. And having our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in your life, it doesn't say that trouble is not going to come, because the Bible did tell us trouble will come. Trials and tribulation will come, but we can be an overcomer, amen, with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in our life. It helps us. He's there for us, amen. Without him, we cannot do it. We cannot overcome trouble without our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So that's how come we urge you to get to know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, God, I just thank you. You just need to know him. You just need to receive him as your personal Savior. Amen? Because we are in some troubled times. Amen? And I care about you. The Lord care about you. We want you to be aware of things that come unexpected so you don't lose it, so you won't hurt yourself, or you won't hurt somebody else. Get to know Jesus. Get to know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you can recognize, you can have that discernment in your life and know and recognize when these things come so it won't make us react in a way that's unpleasing to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're seeing so much that when trouble comes, people are taking their lives and they can't handle it and they're doing things or hurt other people, they're hurting themselves, because, you know, hurting people hurt other people. So that's why it's important to know who you are, to know God, get him in your life, amen, to let him help you overcome, read his word, study his word, and show yourself approved. Pray to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. His line is always open. God is available for you. Pray to him. If you don't know how to pray, just like you talking to somebody, talk to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Ask him to give you the words to say. Put it in your heart. Put it in your mind. And just begin to talk and utter words to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you will see yourself just like, oh, I just prayed. Prayer is the answer. It's the key that unlocks the door. Amen. So we want you all to be encouraged to know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in these troubled times. Amen. So you can live a life, live a pleasing life to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Call us home. Amen. All of us are going to be called home one day. And we have to know where we're going, where we're going to spend eternity. Amen. And it's important to know, where are we going to spend eternity when our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ call our name, call us home? I want to go to heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. I thank God that he give us a choice. Amen. All of us have a choice to receive him as your personal Savior. So the time is now. It's not that I have time. The time is not on our side. It's time now to choose today whom you will serve. Amen. I want to let you know that God is bigger than our troubles. God is bigger than our problems. Go to him. He is there for us. He is waiting for us to come and talk to him, pray to him, trust him. He's waiting for us to believe him. Amen. He wants us to have faith in him. Amen. It is hard to please God when we don't have faith. We have to have faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. He has the answer for the world today. Amen. Above him, there is no other, because Jesus is the way. God, again, is bigger than all of our problems. He's bigger than all of our troubles. Amen. go to him and pray. Amen. I want to encourage you because there is just so many people in pain. Oh, my gosh. There is people that in pain. God knows our pain. God knows our troubled heart. He can see our heart. Amen. Men look on the outer appearance. They see us dressed up, but they don't see what our heart look like. God knows our heart. He can see there's pain in the heart, and he can work it out for you. Go to God. Give it to him. Confess. Amen. Admit. That's something that we have to do. We have to admit God already knows what's going on. Amen. So we have to admit there is a problem in my life, God, and I need you to help me. There's a problem that I cannot fix, God. Without you, I cannot fix it. I cannot handle it. I'm going to cast it all upon you, as the Bible said. Cast all your cares upon him. Amen. God is not surprised what you're going to say to him about your problem. Amen. Because he already knows what the problem is. He's just waiting on us to come to him and recognize that he is the problem solver. Oh, my gosh. He is waiting for us to come to him to know that we can trust him and believe him to work our problems, to work the trouble out of our lives. Amen? So he already knows. So he's not going to be surprised what you're going to tell him. Amen? And when you tell him, he's not going to tell nobody else. Amen? So we have to trust him and believe and give it up to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We have to fight the fight of faith. Amen. This is a faith walk. Faith, believing in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Trust him and forsake others. Amen. Hebrews 11:1, that's a favorite faith verse. Say, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen. We don't see it, but we have to hope that God is going to move trouble out of our way. We have to hope that God is going to fix it. Amen. He has promised for us. Amen. He put rainbows in the air. Amen. We see beautiful rainbows. We've been having a lot of rain lately. And you can just look up in the sky sometime and see the most beautiful rainbows. Amen. That's God's promise. Amen. I love to see rainbows. God has promised for us, and his promises will be fulfilled. Amen. His word does not go void. God is there for us. He can fix it for us. Amen. So we must trust him in our troubled times, in good times and in the bad times in our lives. We must trust him. And in our bodies, we have evil and good that's warring against each other. Amen. Even in our minds. Amen. But we have to trust our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the one that you feed the most is going to win in your life. Amen. So you want to win. Be good. Do good. Even measure out good to somebody. When we do good to somebody, help somebody along the way, when somebody in trouble, let's reach out. Reach out and help them when we're in trouble. Someone's going to reach out and help us in trouble. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to love each other, show love and concern and caring and giving as the fruit of the Spirit talks about the 9 fruits of the Spirit. We have to exercise the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. And helping one another when we are all come across these troubled times. Amen? Because it will come in our lives. It may not come all the same time, but trouble will come. Amen? Do we ask for trouble? No. I don't know anybody who asks for trouble. I know I don't ask for it, but it comes. Amen? But I have to trust God. I have to believe God and believe on his word, that he will come through for me. And he has proven himself over and over and time again in my life. Oh, God, I just testify. God, I just thank you because he is a problem solver. Amen. Just this past week right here, oh, God, even on my job, oh, my God, I'm just doing what I normally do, doing my job, and there is trouble come. It's come, and when you don't even expect it sometimes, to come, but there is God right there. Oh, God, I just thank you because he was right there all the time. Amen. He already know what the person's going to do before they even do it. Amen. And sometimes when it comes, see, the enemy think it comes to harm us and to make us look bad, and so we can just lose it. But guess what? Sometimes trouble comes in good, because God's going to work it out for your good, and he'll let the enemy know, you meant it for her bad, or you meant it for his bad, but I'm going to show you right in the midst of them that I meant it for their good. And then trouble can help us grow. Amen. Hallelujah. It can help you grow over a situation that bothered you so much in your life, that has had you bound down so much in your life. And you get with God, you get connected with him, you get that the Spirit of God dwell inside of you, and God will move on your behalf, and you will see that you have victory out of that situation. Amen. So we must trust God. Amen. We used to sing a song in the choir in my old church, and we say, trouble don't last always. Amen. I'm so glad trouble don't last always. It don't last always. Amen. Because of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's on our side. Amen. And when we say, God, I need you, God, help me in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we'll hear your cry. Amen. We just have to recognize and be aware when he comes and when he works it out, it's going to be for our good. It may not be the way that we wanted it to be worked out, but God will work the trouble out. God will see you through. Amen. So we just have to believe him and wait on him. Oh, God, that's a good word. We must wait on him. Thank you, Father. Wait on him and be a good cheer, because you can be an overcomer. Amen. Again, God has promised, and he never went back on his promise to help us in our troublesome time. Amen. Because again, trouble don't last always. We must pray and pray constantly to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In trouble time, we must believe and read the Word of God. We tell you a lot of times there are 66 books in the Bible. Read his Word. Believe God's Word. Trust in the Word of God. Amen. There are scriptures for everything that we go through in life. Amen. Trust the word of God. Speak the word of God in your life or over your trouble. Amen. You can speak. God spoke to the wind. Amen. And the wind obeyed. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So when you speak to your situation, when you speak to your problem, the word of God, and speak it in the name of Jesus, and you'll see that problem being ceased and that problem being solved. And the enemy has to flee in the name of Jesus. Amen. Every knee must bow, every tongue must confess in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You speak to your problem. You speak to your situation in the name of Jesus. And you have faith and you believe what you're speaking on to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Don't go to him doubting. Amen. If you go to him doubting, you're not going to receive. You must have the faith to believe what you're asking God for and what you're speaking over in the name of Jesus, that God will move in a mighty way for you in the name of Jesus. Right now, let's go ahead and take a little break. I'm feeling pretty good. I hope you all are getting something out of the lesson today. Stay with me till the end. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh God, I thank you. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Oh God, in times of trouble. Oh my God, that was so awesome. Praise God for the hymn, a charge to keep I have, a God to glorify. Amen. Praise God. Okay, so talking about in times of trouble, I got to get my composure right. I'm trying to keep it for you all, so please bear with me today, okay? In times of trouble. Okay, so sometimes I must tell you, when trouble comes, and yes, it do hurt. It's not good. It doesn't feel good. But sometimes trouble comes in order for us to know, and we must recognize out of that trouble, recognize our Lord is able, that he can move and he can work it out for us. Amen? Sometimes we either might fall when we're in trouble. But if you fall, grow out of it. Fall in the hands of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because God is there with you. Amen? Let me do a scripture right here. I want to do John 16 and 33. John 16 and 33, where it says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. Amen. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart. I have overcome the world. Amen. We will have trouble. But God will give us peace in the midst of it. Amen. The Lord will strengthen your heart. He will work when you have a stronghold in your life. You are oppressed in your life. Trouble is going on in every size. You're overwhelmed with bills. You're overwhelmed with hardship in your life, sickness, disease. You're overwhelmed with trouble in your mind, in your heart, on your job, in your church, wherever you may, in your home. God is there for us. He can help us. He is there for us. He can help us overcome when these things come against us and oppress us and try to take us out of the world. Amen? So God is a present help in times of trouble. Again, we talked about believing him, believing on the word of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He will answer. And he will answer your call, and he will hear your cry, because God will give you strength in the time of help. Amen. Life can fill us with so much things in life, overwhelm us so much. Worries just come by. Amen. Worries in our life, worries in our hearts, lack of money, health is failing. Again, you say, talk about job. And things that overwhelm us that each and every day of our lives. But our God is standing by. And he will hear your cry. And he will answer your call. Just believe him and call on the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You must believe him for yourself. Amen. That person that we see in the mirror, That is the person that's crying out, that may be in trouble, and they're crying out, I need help, Lord. Amen. Talk to the Lord. Give it to him. Admit it. And again, we said admit it. Admit it to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you have to admit it to yourself. Amen. We want to see everybody else troubled, but we have to admit to ourselves. Talk to yourself. That person, again, that you see in the mirror, that person needs you. Amen. That person wants help. That person needs help. Amen. And when we take it to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we got to get it out of us. Amen. Because a lot of times it's embedded so much on the inside of us. I feel the Spirit, y'all. Sometimes it's so embedded on the inside of us, and it's crying out, and it needs help, and it needs to come on the outside. And when we get it out of us, when we confess to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and when we admit to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we in trouble, our hearts are in trouble, our hearts are in pain, our minds need help. When we get it on the outside, you will feel better. Amen. You will feel the release that you needed in your life, because sometimes we get that thing, it's so bedded in us, and it's bogged down, and then other things started happening inside of the body, and we started hurting, and we talked about it earlier, hurting people will hurt other people, and that's not of God. We want us to encourage your heart and mind to stay in God's will, get in the will of God. He has commandments for us. Get to know him. Follow his instruction. Amen. For your life. Amen. Basic instruction before leaving earth. We have our Lord, our Holy Bible. Amen. Read your Bible. Study your Bible. Amen. It helps get that all lessons on the inside. It helps washes that stuff out so you can be filled with the Spirit of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's what we want to be filled with, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So when these things do come upon us, we have the Word of God within us that we can bring up and say, oh, I've got this word, and I'll put that word on that. That word will help you overcome that situation or that problem that you just encounter with somebody on your job, in your church, in your home. That word will help you. Amen. And then that person will see that must be a change in their life. A change has overcome them. And they can get a too can have the change as well. When they see us have a change, we're walking the way God wants us to walk. We're talking the way God wants us to talk. We're living close as we can the way that our Lord and Savior Jesus wants us to live. People can see. Amen. A sister told me about a month ago at church. She said, people are watching you. Amen. And she's telling the truth because people watching her too. They watch us. People watch us and see what we do, how we handle a situation, how you going to handle that problem, how you going to overcome that. Are you going to trust in God? Are you going to react to that problem that come before you or that situation? That's what the enemy wants you to act. He wants you to act out. He wants you to lose it. He don't want you to have nothing good. He knows that God has a calling on your life. And he knows that in order for people not see and hear the word of God through you and see what God is doing, he wants you to act out. He wants you to miss out on your blessing. But the devil is a liar. I encourage you this day in the name of Jesus. You'll never hear my voice again. You stand before the Lord Jesus. And you trust him and believe him. And you tell the devil he got to flee in the name of Jesus. And you speak the word of God. As I told you earlier, speak the word of God on your problems and your situation. Amen. You can overcome. You don't have to act because the devil presented to you. We don't have to act on that. Grow up. Grow in the word of God. Love him. Overcome. It's going to come, but be of good cheer. Amen. God will take care of them. We are whole, accountable for how we treat people, not how they treat us, because God's going to take care of them. He's going to work it out for you. Amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He'll work it out for us. So we have to be careful how we answer the call that comes before us when the trouble comes and the problem comes into our life. Amen. Matthew 6:33 is my favorite scripture. Amen. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. And his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. Seek the things above. Seek the things of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Stop trying to cover your neighbor, what your neighbor has. We want so much when we see our neighbor have this and have that. Sometimes that causes trouble. Sometimes we cause trouble in our lives. It don't have to be somebody bringing the trouble to us. Sometimes, hey, I'm guilty too. I'm not just talking about you or somebody. We all are guilty. Sometimes we cause trouble sometimes into our lives for the things that we do in our lives that's not of God. Amen. But when we recognize it, when we come to ourselves, like the prodigal son, come to yourself. When you come to yourself and recognize that this is not a place that I'm supposed to be in, this is not a place that the Lord wants me to be in, and we come to ourselves and we recognize that this is not the will of God. And what you do, you turn around and you repent. Amen. Repent. I sung a song earlier today. And praise and worship this morning of breakfast. The song says, I came to tell you what Jesus said. And the song said, repent of your sins and be baptized. Amen. So I'll tell you this today. I'll sing it later on, some other shows, but right now the voice is not good for it. But it says, I came to tell you what Jesus said. Repent of your sins. And be baptized. Amen. Repent of your sins. God is on our side. So when we recognize, we come to our senses, we come to know that we may not be in a place where God wants me to be. Why is so much trouble coming my way? Why am all this trouble overwhelming me? Let me see what God's word say. Let me hear from God. Let me pray to God. Let me see what he wants me to do. I may not be doing something that the Lord is pleased with. So it's like check yourself. Amen. Some of the children say check yourself before you wreck yourself. Amen. Warning coming for destruction. Amen. We have to take heed to the signs. Take heed to the word of God. Take heed to what God is saying to us, what he's telling us. Listen to the word of God. Listen to the man or woman of God that's bringing forth the word of God, the teaching of God, reading the word of God, studying the word of God. Amen? And we can see what our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is saying to us. Amen? We have to go back to the basics. Amen? Go back from the beginning. A lot of us have lost our first love. They have lost it. We're losing it. We're going back instead of going forward. Amen? We must go forward into our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Right now, let's go ahead and take a little break. I'll be right there, right back. Stay with me. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Amen. Praise God. Talking about in times of trouble. Amen. A scripture here coming for you out of the book of Psalms 121 and 2. Psalms 121 and 2. It says, my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Amen. Our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Still talking about in times of trouble that we will need to go to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he is on our side and he is waiting to hear your cry and he will answer your call. Amen. And he won't let you fall. If you trust and believe on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he is there willing and waiting for us. We must recognize our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is with us. Believe him and receive his word. Amen. And believe on God's Son. He wants to receive his Son, Jesus. Amen. Receive on his Son, Jesus. John 3 and 16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. You can have everlasting life today if you can believe and receive on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he is a burden bearer and a heavy load sharing. Amen. He can help in the time of trouble, and he can hide us in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And again, he is on our side. I told you earlier, nothing that's going to surprise our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When we go to him and we pray and we trust him and believe him, when trouble comes, problems come, conflict comes, and all this that come in our life, some unexpected, amen, some I told us earlier, we may call it on ourselves, but our Lord is still there. He's a forgiving God, amen. If you go to him in sincere prayer and ask our God to forgive you and be faithful and acting and be sincere in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, God is on our side, amen. None of us are perfect. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. But we have to help one another. God wants us to love one another, help one another, because God is love. Amen. God is on our side. And prayer will fix it for you every time. Amen. We must pray and to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He will fix it for you every time. Confess your sins, and God is faithful, and he is just to forgive us. Amen? He can forgive us. Confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart on the Lord Jesus. He died, and he rose for us. Amen? With all power. Amen? And we can live, and we can have that eternal life that we're looking forward to going one day. Amen? And we don't know when our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is going to call our name. Amen. But he is there for us. If you trust and believe him, if you don't know him today, this is a perfect time and opportunity. And tell us in the book of Romans 10 and 9. Amen. If you confess with thy mouth and believe with thy heart, thy shall be saved. Confess on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Be sorrowful for your sins. God is with us, and he loves us, and he is there for us each and every day of our lives. So I just want to give you this opportunity time right now to just receive him and believe on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And go to a Bible-believing church and preach it and teach it the word of God. Amen. And be baptized. Be baptized. Amen. And have communion with the believers of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And do what the Lord asks us to do. Amen. Read his word. Study his word. Amen. You will feel better. And when the trouble do come, amen, as we said, it will help you. Again, it won't stop trouble from coming, but having our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is a trouble worker, amen, he's everything for us that we need him to be. He is there for you, amen, to help you overcome these troublesome times that come in our lives. Amen. So I've had a wonderful time today, and I truly hope and believe that you all have received the word, and we know that the storm has come, and some people, some lives has been lost, and some people are in trouble right now, and I just urge us all to just pray. Pray for one another, and pray the move of God will, he's going to come and restore to them. Amen. There are some lives, again, that's been lost, so we pray for the family. We pray for the ones who, for strength, that they can have strength and overcome their loss in the name of Jesus, because God can hear their hearts. Amen. And that they can remember the sweet memories for their loved ones. So let's just continue to pray for the ones who was in the storm. And sometimes people that's in a storm that we don't even know that's in their hearts. So let's just pray for one another. It's good to pray for one another and love you one another as the word of God says. Amen. So, again, I've had a wonderful time today talking about in times of trouble. So we want to say from in times like these, host of Vanita Coney from Gainesville, Florida. Stay tuned every Saturday evening at 6 p.m. I love to see you join in to listen to words of encouragement. And sometimes you can just go and listen to the shows at a different time. We do appreciate that. And tell somebody else about the goodness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Tell somebody your testimony, how God brought you out and that trouble that came your way. Somebody can be strengthened by your testimony. Amen. So we truly thank God for you listening again to end times like these. So at this particular time, we're going to go ahead and end our show, and we're going to say, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray. Have a good evening.